with an emptiness that longs to feel alive.
Not alone. You are in good company, and you're joining me here on the Road to Recovery. Welcome, everyone. Tonight is, what is tonight? September 16th, 2018, and I am cleaning up a coffee spill. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. Am I the only one that ever does this? Spills coffee everywhere. You know, I've got stuff wet. And, of course, I did it right before the show, so I have a responsibility to clean this up if I can, as much as I can, before I get going. But, okay, so if I sound like I'm a little bit distracted, I am a little bit distracted because I'm trying to clean this coffee spill up. And, you know, it's a live broadcast, okay? So guess what? I'm a human being, and I have frailties, and I make mistakes, and I do all kinds of crazy stuff, but You know what I am? I'm also a recovering alcoholic. And today is September 16th, which means what, boys and girls? What does it mean to you? Well, to you, I don't know what it means. But to me, it means that I've been sober and working this program 23 years and 16 days of continuous sobriety. Amen. All right. Little applause. Okay, just for me. Okay, and, you know, it's not like I'm any hero, and it's not like I did something superhuman, but you know what? I'm grateful for every day that I have that I'm sober. Absolutely, positively. Amen. You know what? And how did I do that? One day at a time, one step at a time, working a 12-step program, working Celebrate Recovery, a little bit there, here, there, everywhere. I know that the Christians get excited. I talked to a couple of Christians over the weekend, or at least people that espouse themselves to be Christians, because I believe there are Christians everywhere, and just people don't run around and have to tell everybody, I'm a Christian. But, you know, if you are, that's good, and you're proud of it. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm proud of that. So I'm an alcoholic in recovery, okay? Probably that's, maybe equal in equation sometimes, I wonder. But, you know, Celebrate Recovery is a program that was put together by the Saddleback Church out in California, I believe, and it was spread throughout the nation to offer a biblical-based program for people to get and stay sober from regardless of what their addiction was. So it doesn't matter whether it's alcohol or drugs or food or maybe employment or insanity. Maybe you're addicted to chaos or sex or pornography. I mean, there's so many things that we could get stray from the path, okay? And all forms of escape, all forms of, irresponsible behavior. I will say that for myself. I don't know about you, but for me, it was irresponsible behavior. Okay, and at the time, I couldn't care less, actually, and I was okay with it. Okay, but today I'm not. Today, I like my life. I like the responsible person that I have become. Maybe a little bit too much some days. I take on too many responsibilities, not necessarily what I need to. I'm the third time president of the Lions Club of West Chicago, and that's okay. That's a good thing because, you know what, nobody else wanted to step up. It wasn't like I won this hard-fought battle for leadership. It's volunteer, and there's a lot of people that like to volunteer, but not a lot of people that like to step up and accept the responsibility of overseeing organizations. And not that I'm anything special or good at it or anything, but I've done it two other times. This is my third stint. I could take somewhat the abuse that members in their messed up, but sometimes, you know, it's good, and not good, it's easy to criticize other people and their efforts. It really is. It's very easy. Think about it. Can you just criticize people? Absolutely. In fact, when I was caught up as an alcoholic, okay, I did it quite a bit. I took other people's inventory. That's what we call it. Oh, you're taking other people's inventory. And that's not a good thing, okay, because we're human. Everybody's human. There's a lot of human people out there in this world, probably like 6+ billion people that are human on this earth. And I'm just another one of them, as are you. And if you're listening to this broadcast, by the way, for the first time, hey, welcome aboard, okay? And if you're a repeat listener, well, gosh, I hope you're getting something out of this. I hope you're really benefiting from it. I hope we're bringing some insight into your life or the lives of those around you that are struggling with an addiction and how you might be able to help them or deal with it, et cetera, et cetera. We have guests from time to time that come on and share their personal experience, strength, and hope. That's what we call it, experience, strength, and hope, with their crises in life and how they've dealt with them. Last week was an awesome show last week. And I want to thank my guests, Aaron and Gabby, for showing up and sharing in an open, candid way their lives and how addictions and suicide impacted their lives and how they became aware of it, and they're making different they're doing things differently, okay, in their lives. And that's good. You know, it's one day at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. I'm not sure if I'm going to be sober for the rest of my life. Hopefully I'll be around for a while. Hopefully I'll live a long life. I have been sober, like I said, 23 years, and I got to tell you, folks, never thought that I would be alive this long on earth. First of all, I thought God was going to allow me to be passed beyond because I was living a pretty reckless life in so many different ways. So many different ways. You know, when I look back on who I was and how I showed up in life, I'm totally amazed, honestly. I'm totally amazed that I could even do that, that I could even show up in that way and, yeah, be that person that I was. And let me tell you, so, folks, not very proud of that person that I was. No, not at all. Not today, not then, actually, even. But that's who I was. That's how I was doing it. And today, what a difference. What a difference a day makes. Not a day, 23 years and 16 days. But one day at a time. And that's how I did it, one day at a time. I didn't say, I'm setting out for a journey that's going to take me 23 years and 16 days to get to. If you would have said that, told me that, first of all, I would have said you're nuts. Secondly, I wanted to die. I wanted to kill myself. I didn't think that I could do and live any more of the life I was living, let alone go 23 years and 16 days, okay? So, yeah, these things, what a surprise. And, you know, but again, how do we do it? One day, one step at a time. One day, one step at a time. And that stuff really, guys, boys and girls, moms and dads, that stuff really works. Now, this is a live show. I want to remind everybody, so you are allowed to call in. If you have a question, a comment, a thought, share a story, a criticism, anything you want to point out, area code 323-580-5755. If you want to comment about our guest last weekend, nobody called in. It was hard to think that anybody can call in during that time because these guys were really coming from the heart. You know, Aaron, out in California, making it in the music business, but still, you know, has a hole, an emptiness inside him and doesn't know how to fill it. Okay, again, hint, hint, I'm a Lions Club member, and I've been doing this probably 14 years, and giving back is probably one of the most rewarding and giving things I've done. Figuring out how to do it without all the criticisms, without the backbiting and all the other things, I had to go back to the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous to learn how to live life. And that's, guys, I got to tell you something. Aside from helping me quit drinking, the program of Alcoholics Anonymous really, really, honestly, truly gave me so much more. Really, gave me so much more. Gave me my life back. Showed me how to live life on life's terms, one day at a time. And gave me the steps to fall back on. And, you know, if I couldn't figure it out, gave me the steps. And if I needed help, guess what? Gave me ready, willing, and able people that were there, willing to share their own personal experience, strength, and hope. And that's, I'm talking about members here, that were able to give of themselves to me to help me get and keep a level of sobriety that still continues today. And I am so grateful for this opportunity. And I really am. I'm not trying to make fun of it or light of it, but I am telling you, it's a good thing, and I couldn't have done it without that program, without the people in the program, without my dear buddy Bobby Kay, who is so crucial and instrumental in the first part of my rehab for the first 12 years of my life, was very, very important person in my life. And that's how that works, guys, and it does work. The most key word is it does work. It works how? It works if you work it. That's correct. If you work it. It doesn't work if you're going to sit there. If you sat in the car and said, hey, car, move. Okay, well, if you were listening to 60 Minutes and you had something somewhat, you know, the new technology that they're just talking about, which you know, you can just think it and it happens. Well, maybe that'll work. But for the time being, I do know that if you want something in your life, you have to get off your ass and get it. You're going to have to get up and do something about it. I'll tell you what, when I drank and I was an active drinker, you know what? And I still owned a business. I somehow managed to stay afloat. It's like a drowning person that stays afloat. And, you know, saying, help, help, I need help. Somebody help me. And you got to be careful, because if you go help a drowning person, what's the potential that can happen to you if that drowning person hasn't surrendered to help? You can drown too. You can be pulled under with that drunk. You can be pulled right into that lifestyle. And unless you are qualified, aware, or someone that was in the program and understood what you're going through, it's very hard to help somebody. You shouldn't try. You should pray for them, because praying is a good thing. Praying to the Almighty Father God himself, definitely probably one of the greatest things that we as human beings can do for another person that's struggling. Okay? You know, you can't save somebody if they don't want to be saved. That's the stark and reality based of life. If people don't want to be saved, they are going to do whatever it takes to crash and burn. Why? Because that's what they're used to. That's what they're comfortable with. And that's very sad, really, if you think about it. It's very sad. But it is reality. So if you feel that you couldn't help someone and you are feeling frustrated because you feel you couldn't help somebody and you really thought that if you did something that you would make a difference and a change in your life, it's not you, folks. Don't own it. Do not own something that big. It's not you. It's the person with the addiction. Okay? So tonight, you know, I've got some news articles that we could talk about, because there's progress being made here and there, and I want you to know that. There's progress being made on the opiate front. We have a lot of good things happening in the world. I'll tell you what, I just came off one of the busiest weeks I've had in a long time, and we'll talk a little bit about that and how sometimes I feel overwhelmed. I do. I feel frustrated. I was frustrated this week. People say, are you stressed out? I'm not stressed out. There's a difference in my life between frustrated and stressed. What about you? Do you know the difference? Is there a difference for you, or are you aware of it? See, frustration is, for me, knowing that I need to be somewhere or do something, and I can't seem to get it accomplished, and that frustrates me. It doesn't stress me out. It frustrates me, because I like to think that I can figure something like that out, and it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but it is. It is life on life's terms, and gosh, jeeper weepers. It frustrates me that I can't seem to, it's like trying to find a lock for a safe, okay? It really is. If you can't figure out the code for the lock, it's a little frustrating. It really is. Very, very frustrating. That was my challenge this week. So, okay. Again, area code 323-580-5755 if you want to join the show. You know, and we'd welcome that, because, hey, it would be nice to hear somebody talk besides me tonight. Okay, but that's what's going to happen if nobody else calls in. And, hey, you'll be doing everyone a favor if you did choose to call in and share your own personal experience, strength, and hope. Now, this week I met a lady by the name of, Mary, or I think it's Mary. Let me see, where's my phone? What did I do with it? That's another problem. Oh, here it is. That's another problem. Finding and misplacing phones. Cora lost her phone. Not her phone, her car keys. She was at an event, at a festival today. Here's a woman that just, I don't know how she does it, just accepts where she's at in life. She is an inspiration in so many ways. I don't know that she ever bad talks anybody. And probably more than ever, she probably has more reason to do that than anybody, yet she doesn't. That's number one. Number two is that she's raising three kids, not by herself, but pretty darn close. Okay, she is not only the mother, the father. The father is around, so it's not like he's not around, but he has not been well for 8 years. He's been physically unable to fulfill duties of life because of serious stomach problems this gentleman has had. And, you know, it's tough. And what do you do? And they went ahead. Of course, this all happened after they had three children, okay? Three children that, you know, are, and let me tell you, these people, I don't want to say they're big, but they're big. They're larger people. So these kids are not small. And not in a bad way, but just, you know, they all look older than they really are, okay, just size-wise, because they are just very healthy. And their mother does an incredible job of seeing that they are fed, cared for, et cetera, all these different things, all the while, you know, working to make a living all by herself. And I met this girl. I got to tell you something. I met this girl, and she didn't have very many skills. They did a lot of things prior to me meeting her and her husband becoming incapacitated for work. And they own a house. It's not the greatest house, but it's they still own it. They have done loan modifications, I don't know how many times, 9, 10 times. You know, I didn't even know you could do them that many times. But, you know, she is a driving person. And I saw that in her when I hired her to answer phones just to give her a job. I felt bad for her. It was a pity hire. You guys probably know what a pity hire is. And I hired her, you know, thinking, oh, well, just give her something. She'll work for a while, and then she'll just, you know, quit. And instead, she turned out to be one of my best employees ever. I got to tell you, she really did. Because she wanted this job and this employment really bad. And it's not like she's very, she doesn't bring a resume of talent, skills, and ability with her. So, you know, she's not a good hire. And then being a mom, not only that, she has to be flexible as far as a work schedule because, you know, the kids have issues, the kids are kids, and just like most kids. And, well, they need a greater degree of attention because, again, they don't have an active father who is able to be there for them. And whatever. It worked out for us, and I hired her, and I got to tell you, very impressed. She's an incredible person, but she lost her keys today, and they don't know what happened, whether her daughter put them down somewhere, and they can't seem to find them. She parked illegally, so she's going to have her car towed by, I don't know, whatever the towing company is, and take her car all the way back home where she's going to have to try to figure out how to get keys and duplicate the keys she had. So she was watching the festival, put her keys on a table, which is not a good idea. But actually the keys were picked up and given to her daughter and said, here, hold these. What the daughter did with them, nobody seems to know. And she locked the car and she can't get in or whatever. Holy cow. And yet, this young lady just lets it roll off. She says, well, I guess I'll just call, you know, the towing company and have them tow their car home. Who would have thought that? Would you have thought to have your car picked up and towed? And I guess that's because she's had so many instances where she had emergency help, where she needed and required emergency help, that it's second nature for her now to just say, okay, here it is. This is what's got to be done. Instead of bitching and complaining and moaning about it like most of us do, she's making and doing things to get it done. And you got to give her a lot, and I mean a lot of credit for that. I just, whatever. It would frustrate the holy bejeebies out of me. I'm telling you, it really would. But for her, and I'm sure it frustrates the hell out of her, she just, you know, she is not allowing herself to break down. She can't. Okay? She can't do that. Because, why? Because who's going to take up the slack? Who is going to do what she needs to have done? And if she doesn't do it, you know, who's going to pick it up? She's got in-laws. I'm sure they help to some degree. But on the other hand, excuse me, okay? On the other hand, let's see. Okay, on the other hand, yeah, who's going to help her? I don't know. Hopefully, well, whatever. The kids are much older. When I first met her, the youngest one was 3. It was like 3 and 7 and 9 or 2. I don't remember, 2 and 4 and 6 or something like that. But they were young. And, you know, she had to do something to save their house because there was no income coming in. How many of us would have just totally panicked and collapsed on ourselves and quit? Not Cora. Not Cora at all. Okay? She just decided to move forward, and I got to tell you something, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Very impressive. She marched forward and marched on, and she just kept going. She just kept going. She's not going to stop. And she's, you know, let's see. I'm trying to accomplish something here while we're doing this, boys and girls. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I don't know if we're doing it. Okay. Select my seat. Let's see. Select my seat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is really crazy. You know what? We're going to probably take a little break here because I got to get something done here, and it would be best that I don't distract you from listening to what's going on. Let's listen. You know, I always love listening to Marilyn Scott. Let me see if I've got her here. Let's see if I got, I don't think I keyed her up here. And let's see, maybe we'll play just a little Marilyn Scott. I don't know if I'll play my normal Marilyn Scott, which is If Today Was the Last of All Days, because that's still one of my favorite, you know, just a thought-provoking song. Yeah, listen to it. Okay, I might make you listen to it a few times. Here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, Road to Recovery. We'll be back in a moment.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel, who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything that you could? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you thank you. we'd only begin to start living our lives if today were the last of all days. If today were the last of all days, of
Won't be long.
Okay, that's it. All right, welcome, lady. Welcome, everybody. I'm back. You're back to the Road to Recovery, and I'm your host. I was, all right, okay, what was I doing? I was setting up my trip to China, getting my seats reserved because I fell behind and didn't do it. I'm leaving next week for, like 9 days, going to China overseas with the Chamber of Commerce. And talking about one of the promises coming through, I always wanted to travel. And the Chamber of Commerce had this opportunity, and so I took advantage of it and said, hey, why not? You know, I could probably save money and be smart and wise and all that stuff, but you know what? I've learned to live without money saved, and it hasn't hindered me that much. And but I'm going to go see the world. Martha is not coming with me. My lovely Miss Martha is not going to join me, unfortunately, because her grandchildren are coming into town, and she really wanted to see them. They're coming in from San Francisco that week. And while I've seen them, I'm not as family-oriented as Martha is. I'm sorry to say that. She'd rather go to Spain. So we'll probably do that trip someday in the future if all things pan out. But, again, I will not be here. In fact, we will not be doing shows probably the 23rd or the 30th of September because I don't have anybody to do the shows. Steve-O can do the shows, but I don't think he's ready to solo. And he's been doing one unbelievable job of being a good husband and father, and more of a husband to his wife. And I got to tell you something. I'm grateful and happy for him for that alone. Okay, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's one of the promises that came true for him, that he woke up out of his 40 plus year stupor of being drunk and drinking to awaken to the fact that he still had a son and a wife. And they still were there, sticking by his side, more or less. And he's recapturing some moments with them. So good for him, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his wife, too. His wife's name is Orlando. How's that for a name? Orlando. Steve in Orlando. Okay? But that's good. Okay? And that's not a bad thing. So you are listening to The Road to Recovery. I am your host, Dan Chuba. I am not anonymous. I am an alcoholic in recovery, okay, 23 years and 16 days, but who's counting? I count every day that I'm grateful to have the opportunity of staying sober. You know, we bring to the air relevant issues, life's moments, I guess, things like that, to let you know that I'm a real person and that it wasn't easy for me to get and to stay sober over all these 23 years, but it gets easier and easier, I got to tell you. Can I drink? People say, no, you can't drink. Well, that's not true. I can drink. The program of Alcoholics Anonymous and these other programs, too. I told you, Celebrate Recovery and different programs like that have given me back my ability to recognize choices, that I can make choices that affect my life on a day-to-day basis, okay? Some good, some not good. But the other things, the ones that aren't good, I recognize that if I make a choice that's not really good for my life, that I can change it, that I don't have to sit in that little rut and feel sorry for myself and complain about how unfair life is and how things aren't working out the way they should for me. Okay, so if you guys understand what I'm talking about, kudos. Kudos and good things for you and for me. What did I do with that? Okay, oh, there's another card. Got to find my cards. I got all kinds of cards. Yeah, they say multitasking is not a good thing for us. That's what I heard. In fact, the lovely Miss Martha told me that. She heard multitasking isn't good because we don't get a lot of things done and we get distracted and blah, blah, blah. And it's true. I won't tell you, I won't deny it, but I got to tell you something. I am yawning. Okay, sorry about that, because I'm very tired. But I will tell you that I am grateful for the gift of being able to multitask as much and as well as I can. I jump from life to life to life selling real estate, okay? I've got a lot of things going on in life right now. And I got to tell you something. I'm grateful that I'm able to accomplish what I am able to accomplish. It isn't easy. But you know what? I'm not wasting time drinking in a bar anymore. I'm not wasting time feeling sorry for myself. I'm not doing this, that, and everything. And I got to tell you something. That's a big thing. You know, you never realize the amount of time, energy, and effort that you piss away until you get away from it and then realize it. You know, I am also a recovering cigarette smoker. I used to smoke 2.5 packs a day. Not proud of it. I'm grateful I still have clean, clear lungs, to my knowledge. Okay, I lost a friend to cancer. Cancer of the lungs, moved to his brain, and he's gone. Yeah, and we had talked about it and discussed the possibilities of him, you know, stopping drinking, or not drinking, smoking and stuff. And I got to tell you something, he didn't take it seriously at first until, of course, they announced that he had cancer of the lungs, and then he did. And then he got help, treatment, and he eventually quit smoking, but, okay, it didn't save him, unfortunately. It did not save him. And, you know, I'm sorry for him. I'm just glad for me. I'm glad for me that I am alive and well and doing my thing still on this earth. And how long? I don't know. Who knows? Okay? I really don't. But I'm grateful because I'm here. Hip, hip, hooray. And I get to see and do things with people. And, you know, people like me. They like me and they want me to hang around. And they send me little notes saying, hey, let's hang out together. And we went night golfing. I got to tell you something. That was cool. I would never have thought that that would even be possible. Okay? But, you know, we're redefining possible these days. You know, if you were listening to 60 Minutes today, they were talking about this gentleman who is getting where the computer can now read his brain, okay, and he can, you know, he doesn't have to type in anything. And that's, they have a bunch of thinkers like that that think off the wall. And most people would say, you're crazy, get away from us, you know, you're a cuckoo. And instead, the company that that does it, again, welcomes them and says, hey, that's great thinking. Let's see if we could make that happen. And so they're making things like that happen. Unbelievable. My friend Mel, by the way, retired this week, closed down a shop. He had a furniture store, closed it up. And he was nice enough to donate his favorite chair to me. And I got to tell you, thank you, Mel. That was very generous of you. It is a very uncomfortable chair. I hate to say that. But it is. You liked it. I don't. Okay, but I have it underneath me for the moment because we're being polite to you. And when I know that you are gone out of town, I know you don't listen to this program, but when I know you're gone and out of town, I will replace and get my old chair back because I told them they better not have thrown it out. But that was very nice that he even offered it, okay? And how often does that happen, huh, boys and girls, where people offer you things like that? So when he was closing down his shop, we were the people he thought about. And it's another thanks to Cora. Cora worked for him part-time. And she's just a very special gal, boys and girls. Okay, what are you battling with in your life? Drugs, alcohol, sex? Sex comes up for me a lot, okay, because I'm a mental thinker about sex. I think about it a lot. Physically, I can't do much about it anymore, okay? But mentally and emotionally, I can.
And let's see, who's calling? Who was that calling? Too late. Why are you calling? You're
calling the wrong phone. Hey, folks, if you want to call into the show, it's 323-580-5755. That's the number to call in on. That is the best number to call in on, okay? Yep, there it is. And, yeah, don't call the office number because that's not going to work, okay? We're not going to take it. All right, we are in the last hour of the show, second hour of the show, and I don't know, maybe we'll cut it short because I don't have a lot to report on and I'm tired. It was a long week of many things going on. And I'm just grateful that, you know, I'm able to accomplish the things that I am. But It does take time and energy. I love craft fairs, by the way, in Warrenville, Illinois. Warrenville, Illinois had a craft fair, and that's one thing. If you want to see talented people putting their skills and abilities to use, good use, that is the place to go. I got to tell you something, folks. There are some unbelievably talented artists out there in the world, and I'm not one of them. Isn't that sad? I am not a artiste. But what I am is a darn good realtor. I'm not very communicative, though. You know what? I get so tired of talking on the phone that I don't want to talk on the phone anymore. Okay? Any less. Anymore. Okay. So, deal with it, I guess. Okay. Let's see here. What am I doing? Okay. I'm cleaning out my wallet as we speak, actually, boys and girls. Okay? And one thing I do is collect a lot of crap. Don't need all the crap that I collect. I like it because it makes me remember different people and different things. And, yeah, I should probably put her on that list there too, right? What's this guy's name? Don't know him. Okay. But I will throw all these out. All the cards I got wet, you know? They're all wet from coffee. That's a terrible thing that happens with me a lot, spilling of the coffee. So I shouldn't do that. That's not a good thing. Oh, you know what? I saw one guy. What? Well, you know, it's amazing. Really amazing. This gentleman took, you know, the fuel tanks. What do they call those? You go get a new tank for gas, you know, for your barbecue, and you get one of those tanks, and if, you know, when it's empty, you return it for a new one. Well, this guy takes the empty tanks. I don't know what they do with recycling, but he cuts them up, and he turns them into drums. What kind of drums do they call them? I don't know. But unbelievable the workmanship that this guy has. Unbelievable. Terrific, incredible, wonderful, marvelous. You name it, you got it. It's a good thing. Okay, that's that. And I got to tell you something. I was surrounded. I was humbled by the talent and the artists that were out there. You artists, if you're out there and if you're an artist, you are incredible, okay? And keep up what you're doing. I just don't know how they do it. They said, oh, well, it's not that easy. Yeah, right. Some of those guys do it so well, and they make it look so darn easy. It's unbelievable. But that is okay. So, yes, I'm telling you, folks, I'm getting it ready to go to China. I'm going to China. China's a good place to go. It's a fun place. I'm going to come back with all kinds of stories, I think, hopefully. First of all, I want to come back. That would be a good thing, right? Come back would be the first step in the process. Come back. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Okay. Living easy, loving is enough. Come on, baby, when you grow up. Okay, what am I doing here? I got a coupon that didn't give me anything. When was this good for? How long was this good for? August? Yeah, it was only good through August. I didn't do that. I hate when I do that. We're in September now, right? I missed the opportunity that one had. Okay, let's see this stuff here. Is this anything that I need to... Yeah, we should invite her. You know, I'm going to start throwing people onto my Lions Club call list because what the heck? You know, maybe you are called to greatness by coming, and maybe if you attend at least one event, that's a good thing. And if you know what I do and what we do, maybe you want to join us. Again, service work is the most fulfilling work that I've ever found in my life. And until I found service work, and giving of myself to other people in the way that I did, I did not feel good about who I was. I did not feel successful and all this other stuff. And today I do. Today I do. I feel pretty good about it. Pretty good about who I am, what I'm doing. Amen. So, okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, nobody's calling in. Hey, don't you guys want to talk to me? What's up, man? Nobody has nothing to talk to me. The world in 60 seconds here. By the way, this is an article out of Friday's Daily Herald. It says, some progress against opioids. Figures from a U.S. government survey released Friday show some progress in the fight against the ongoing opiate addiction crisis, with fewer people in 2017 using heroin for the first time compared to the previous year. The number of new users of heroin decreased from 170,000 in 2016 to 81,000 in 2017. And fewer Americans are misusing or addicted to prescription opioid painkillers. Now, again, that's an article in a newspaper. You know, I don't know, fake news, real news, but it sounded good. And we always have to have hope. You know, hope that people won't want to kill themselves. Hope that they will do what they have to do to get the help they need, right? And that would be a good thing. Hey, I didn't get my 23-year coin, by the way. I'm going to have to go get one at the club, because that's just a cool thing to walk around with, especially if I'm going overseas and people are saying, hey, Misa Tuba, Misa Tuba. I don't know if they're going to get my name pronounced correctly. Misa, Misa. Sounds like Mr. Misa Tuba. So what do I bring, snacks and foods? I don't know. Here's a thing. Maybe I'll bring this. That could be for my iPad. Here's another one. I got a couple of these things. I'm going to make sure that I keep my iPad comfortably safe. I don't know if I am. Okay, let's see here. All right. Area code 323-580-5755. If you want to talk about what it takes to get and to be sober, boys and girls. Boys and girls, moms and dads. Okay, what is it, 3 years? Okay. Star Wars, the Galactic Dice Game. How's that? Boy, do I have crap. I love crap. I love stuff. I love watching. You know, that's why I love to go to resale shops, because I love seeing all the different things that people do, you know, to create. And somebody made that item. Somebody created the item. And I don't know about you, but doesn't that fascinate the holy crap out of you? It does me, okay? Beats the living crap out of me. What is that? Oh, my gosh. That's Batman. Yep, with a shark biting his leg. I am watching that live. That's too funny. All right, boys and girls. So, I met a young lady this week that we're hopefully going to get her on the air. Well, let's do a little review. We had, like I said, Gabby and Aaron last week, and hopefully they're doing well. We've had a bunch of people. How about the young lady that was doing needles, handing out needles for no other reason other than she didn't want to see people die necessarily. And, wow, what an unselfish thing that is, okay? She just doesn't want to see him die. It's not a matter of she's hoping that they're going to quit. They're going to quit if they're going to quit, she says, and that's not what she's all about. She just wants them to stay so safe in the process. And whether they want to get and stay sober from their addiction, she doesn't care. And I don't know. That really confused me a little bit, to be honest with you, because I was thinking, well, why wouldn't you want them to not do heroin anymore? And again, people look at heroin these days, and, you know, maybe it's the future. They, you know, all these drugs that they're talking about, you know, they're talking about legalizing marijuana, okay? And is that I don't know. I can't say that's a bad thing. I can't say it's a good thing. But what I can say is that amazes the heck out of me that, you know, they could talk about doing this, you know, legalizing this, and then they start downplaying the impact of heroin. Like it's like, yeah, it's a recreational drug now too. And, you know, fentanyl, when they were amping it up with fentanyl, is what created more of the issues and the problems in the world for us. It wasn't necessarily just the fact that they were doing heroin. It's almost like heroin's like, oh, yeah, heroin's not a bad thing, you know. Oh, no big deal. It's just heroin. It's just heroin, okay, which I don't know, anybody in my mind, if you were addicted to something like that, That would be a big thing in my life, don't you think? Oh, well, I do. I did. Whatever. Okay, let's see here. What's on my schedule tomorrow? Oh. Got him down for 10 tomorrow morning. Oh, my gosh. I tell you. Oh, well. Amen, boys and girls. You know what? Again, we're going to end the show at 8:30 tonight. I'm going to call it quits earlier. I'm going to catch some sleep. It's very quiet out there. You guys must not need anything, and that's okay. You know, if you don't need it, you don't need help, okay? But it's always good just to know that it's here if, in fact, you ever do want or need assistance from recovery, you know, and recovery assistance, right, from any type or any sort of addiction that you may encounter. There you go. I got to get the right words, boys and girls, because I know I'm not saying them correctly. And, well, that's okay, too. So, any questions? Hey, does anybody have any suggestions for me if I'm, you know, because I'm going to China? I'm going, you know, why am I going to China? Because I want to find out if that hole I dug as a child ever really did come up in China. You know, how you dug your way to China. What are you doing? I'm digging my way to China. You know, and yeah, you know, that was a big thing when I was a kid. You know, everybody's like, hey, are you digging your way to China? And they was like, yeah, we're digging our way to China. So, okay. I just want to make sure that hole, if it's still there, did it get all the way to China, right? And I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. Tune in next time when we check with Digging to China. Hey, guys, I really enjoy doing the show, except there's days that I really don't have much to talk about. And I'm looking at my schedule here, and I see my assistant has something scheduled me at 10 o'clock. But on the other hand, she told me today it was supposed to be at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So I don't know. I need to go home and write some things down. Oh, okay. And I got to call Phil. Oh, my gosh, I got so many people to call. So many people to call, to do, to think, and blah, 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 blah. Okay? And I got to put that in my thing to go see one of my clients. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm doing this. You know, yep, we're gonna end the show quite suddenly, actually, here. So I want to say thank you for listening. I'm going to end the show now because I got some phone calls to make, and it's getting late, and I need to get things done, and nobody's calling in. So thank you for listening. If you did listen, sorry if we didn't bring anything really incredible to the show. Hope you enjoyed Marilyn Scott. I always enjoy her. And we'll be back, if not next week, if not the 30th. If I can, I'll be on the air. But if I can't, oh, well, I'll even try, if I can, to broadcast a little bit even from China, if that's even possible. I just have to figure out the times and all that. Okay, listen, have a great week unless you have other plans. Thanks for listening and tuning us in. If you need help during the week, Daniel, Daniel, at daare.com. You can call a toll-free number, 1-800-I-ASK-YOU, and that's 1-800-427-5968. If you want some assistance in any way, shape, or form, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or suggest or encourage someone to be a guest on the show, we welcome it all the more. Okay? Really, have a great week unless you have other plans. Good night.